It's your show. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231 as we launch here into hour number two of the program. It's Ian joining you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them all away. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free at freetalklive.com. Though it's not the only free talk show website out there. Nick's got his own. It's freemindstv.com. Nick is the host of Free Minds TV and Free Minds Radio, or rather one of the hosts. Toby, who is his co-host, was here with us last week, which was nice. And you guys have free audio and free video.
And blogs now.
Ooh, that's right. You guys were talking about that this weekend. You've already launched that?
Yeah, we've got a few articles up there. So great. We're going to be updating that. There's no set schedule, but there's going to be some kind of written news pieces going up a few times a week at the very least. So if not every day, every couple of days. That way there's new content instead of just the latest episode of Free Minds TV and Free Minds Radio.
Excellent. I will have to make a point of checking that out so I can add it to my handy-dandy Google homepage aggregator thing. So head over to freemindstv.com. Get more of Nick and Toby and Free Minds TV and radio. As we continue with your phone calls, Michael is on the line watching the webcam. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
They blew our cover.
Who blew whose cover?
What? Last guy, didn't he imply that you were part of the Bilderbergers or something?
Oh, no, I don't think he implied that. We actually implied that he might have been part of it, but we were kind of joking about that.
Slow down, calm down.
Hold on a second.
I don't understand.
I did not understand a word of what you just said.
It's gibberish. Don't worry about that.
Okay, thanks for the call. 800. I'm not worried. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, I mean, that's basically what it sounds like when someone starts yammering about the chemtrail nonsense and all of the other conspiracy crackpottery or fringer stuff that we hear about, unfortunately, so often on this program. I mean, it is Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about anything, no matter how crazy it might sound. And we were still discussing this during the break, and as you pointed out, Nick, I mean, just to blame everything that's wrong with the world on one group of men, and I guess there are a handful of women in the Bilderbergers as well, but to blame everything on them is just... I mean, you're not even putting any time into thinking. You're just...
It's not rational thought.
Yeah.
It's just... It's not. I mean, I will agree that, you know, there is a group that, you know, they of rich and powerful men, you know, they're in finance or in politics, the media, they, you know, they've been labeled the Bilderberg Group. So those are the Bilderbergers. And I think that they do, you know, they control so many focal points of power. The fact that they're meeting is cause for concern. And I think that, they, you know, that group is largely behind things like the Council on Foreign Relations. But that doesn't mean that they control everything from the weather to the latest flu strain this year.
If I tell you that the Rockefellers are controlling the world monetary system and they're in the process of impoverishing the planet, the United States, in order to bring it down, in order to bring a, you know, one world government or whatever it is that they plan, okay. Like, somebody might be able to believe that. But when I start throwing in, oh, yeah, and they got this big, giant wah-wah machine in Alaska that controls the weather. And don't forget that they're all the diseases we've had, that's them, too. And the buildings that have gotten blown up in the last few decades, that's them. And, you know, everything. Then you start getting, people are going to start to get incredulous, okay? I want you to go...
I'm incredulous.
And look up the word incredulous. And then you will find out that if you believe all those stories, what you're not.
So let's go to the next step on this discussion, though, and that is that even if these things were true, even if it was all the Bilderbergers, what are you going to do about it? I mean, if they're that powerful, if they're that in control... What do you think you're going to change by calling a radio show and saying, I've determined that the Bilderbergers are behind this swine flu. The Bilderbergers are doing everything. You know, they're meeting every year, and we need to put a stop to this.
Even if you're trying even if you're trying to get the word out, then you're going to do that best by not focusing on the extraneous stuff.
Yeah, the fringer stuff.
Right.
The
kooky stuff. If you focus on, look, the Bilderbergers, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, or what, you pick your name of this group of people. You know, they control the world monetary system. That's where they get their money and power from. When you're talking about them introducing the swine flu, whether you believe that nonsense or not, then you're getting away from the main point, and you're going to make it so that people don't believe your main point, and you're therefore perpetuating the problem that you're trying to solve.
I don't know how they're trying to solve it. I mean,
you're trying to solve it by getting the word out. If everybody called a radio show and said, look, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and the Bilderbergers are controlling the world monetary system, and here's how they did it. They're doing it through the Federal Reserve, which is the world's reserve currency that is being used by the IMF and the CFR. And da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Like, you could rattle that baby off in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You might be able to make a story that people get.
Sure.
If you start throwing in wah-wah machines that control the weather in Alaska.
And owl statues.
You start throwing all that crap in, that's when people start going, oh, man, this is nuts.
And when you go that far down, you're absolutely right. And when you start going down that crazy fringe rabbit hole, you also start going down at a similar rate to the world of hopelessness, the world of despair. Because if they're that powerful, if they're that controlling, if everything is their fault, then there's no hope whatsoever. There's nothing that you could possibly do to change it. Well, but if all you're saying is that this is the monetary system these bankers set up, it's inflation, it allows inflation, you can print the money out, and that steals money from everybody else. What we need is an alternative money system, and you start presenting solutions along with the problem, which is one of the things we try to do on this show is to say, okay, here's what the problem is. Government's a problem. Solution, free market. Here's the problem. Solution, liberty. You know, we have solution, free state project, move together, get active. So we have solutions for all this. But if the problem is poisoning, flus, outbreaks, all kinds of, you know, problems that are way beyond the ability
fluoride,
of us to do anything
trails.
About, you are in the world of complete and total hopelessness and despair, which is where conspiracy theorists end up. There's nothing that they can do besides, you know, print out DVDs and hand them out to their friends. It seems to be their solution, and call radio shows. And how is that going to stop the world elite?
Well, it won't, but I don't know that everyone who's into the conspiracy theory community is really interested in necessarily changing the system, because I think that a lot of them have come to the conclusion that the group is too powerful to challenge.
That's what I'm saying. It's hopeless.
And a lot of the focus for some of the people involved in this who really buy into the chemtrails and all, you know, the one world government that's coming and the martial law, is that they're just going to try to prepare for it and stock up stock up on canned food and water and gas masks and go hide in a cabin.
How many more breaths can they take? And, right. Let's extend the amount of breathing we can do.
Right. Which doesn't seem to have very much purpose if, in the end, the global elite are going to win anyway.
Right.
What are you going to do? Hide in a cabin until you run out of food?
What
and
good
then
is that?
I guess
I
guess it makes a certain amount of sense. It's sort of, we talk about Termco life insurance on the show, and it's a good way to protect your family in case something bad happens. I suppose that you can go a little farther than that and say, it's a good idea to have a certain amount of canned food in the basement and be ready for these things. It's probably a good idea. And then the next step is, well, it's probably a good idea to have an extra piece of property with a bunker, then add that full of canned food. And then, you know, like the next step. And, you know, I mean, but the question is, how far down the road of preparedness do you need to be?
Yeah.
And maybe some of these stories are started that, you know, that people believe by the people that sell the stuff that gets one prepared. I don't know. It's just a thought, right?
Well, yeah, I guess.
I mean, who's going to benefit from bunker building? Bunker salespeople.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. You guys are welcome to comment on this. I just, it's the further down that hole you go, the closer you get to total and complete despair and complete hopelessness and believing that nothing can change, so why bother? And I think that's a real bad place to be. 800-259-9231, because if that's what you believe, why are you bothering? Why are you bothering calling and talking about it? Why are you bothering telling other people and passing out DVDs and doing all the things you're doing? If you want to answer that, 800-259-9231, or bring up anything.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And features include the live streams. We've got a broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. The principal over at SACL CAI, Jason Osborne, is a huge advocate of liberty, as you heard earlier this evening. He's started his own news network on YouTube, Think Twice News. What's the website for that, Ian? Do you remember?
ThinkTwiceNews.com, I believe. I've not been to that page, but
I haven't checked it out yet either. It's kind of brand new news for me. But you know, if you like liberty and you have a company, Jason Osborne and SACL CAI would be the people to handle your accounts receivable. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
Sure can, as we're going to go to your phone calls here and talk to Pam. Ladies first, Pam in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just want to let everybody know this flu pandemic is really going to affect our country. They're going to start shutting the ports down.
Wait, okay, what's the definition of a pandemic?
Well, pandemic is they're declared pandemic that they've created. They will create an illusion.
Who is they?
Pardon?
Who is they?
That's the evil empire that's controlling the world right now.
So you believe the Illuminati flu was created? The Illuminati now behind it. Now,
you got to mention. I forgot to mention.
Are the Bilderbergers hold on now, Pam. Are the Bilderbergers also the Illuminati, or are those two separate groups?
It's a collection of people. The Illuminati are the fallen angels. The Illuminati is actually the hand of Satan in the Bible. The Rothschilds are the red shield of Satan in the Bible. The Vatican is the synagogue of Satan. The Talmudic Jews ruled the world with the Vatican and the shadow government. And Prince Charles...
Wait. What
it
about the Jews?
It always comes back
it's
to the Jews, huh?
So are you...
No,
bigot?
Don't, time out here.
It's, okay.
That's people who claim to be Jewish but who are not, the false Jews. The Talmudic Jews, the Ashkenazi.
So there's some real... Okay.
The Khazarian, okay?
Hmm.
But...
No, it's not okay.
Now, quit interrupting, please. I'm going to tell you something. My YouTube account at Peace Now White Dove... They are now preventing me from sending and receiving messages.
YouTube is preventing you?
Who's preventing you?
YouTube. Can't get any... All my correspondence has been deleted.
Pam, what are we going to do? If the Illuminati and the Talmudic Jews or whatever control the Internet, what are we going to do?
Of course, there is a back door to the Internet. No one has a secure site.
How does Alex Jones get his stuff out then?
Well, it's a different portion. If you go into the spiritual realm of what's really going
portion.
On here,
what?
the spiritual, the force of good and evil.
Wait. When you say it's a different portion, what are you talking about?
Because Alex doesn't go into the deep truth of what's going on.
So he doesn't dig deep enough, so therefore he's not a danger to the world,
the
evil conspiracy?
It's going
to
be occurring in the very near future.
Wait, what is?
The spiritual warfare.
What
is that? Angels against the demons.
Angels against demons. Now, what is that going to be like?
Well, let me just finish. Please let me finish.
We have to ask questions to understand what you're saying.
You have to let people talk. Okay?
We've been talking with you for several minutes now.
Alex Jones, Michael Kazarian, David Wilcock,
bunch of people I don't know.
Dennis Kucinich are people that all know he's here. And they have correspondence.
Who is he?
Well, that's the big guy, Yahweh Jesus Christ. He's in Australia. Okay?
He's in Australia. Now, what?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, now, I understand that you've got
Leonard
something.
Pam,
hey, Pam, I know you've got a lot to say, all right? And I want to have a conversation with you, okay? But you can't just go out there and throw out a claim like Jesus Christ is back and he's living
Australia. Ron Paul knows it.
And then expect us to just let you keep on talking without asking you for some clarification. Now,
it's a hell of a claim.
Now, Jesus...
Well, that's funny. I've been invited by Dennis Kucinich, Ron Paul, to various events. I met... Was that Dennis Kucinich's sister's funeral in Cleveland, Ohio, 4 months ago?
The fact that you know politicians does not impress me, Pam. Now let's talk about Jesus coming back to the earth, because this is what a lot of Christians believe. They believe that there's going to be the return of the Jesus.
Yeah,
and he's
in the world right now, folks. He's preparing the earth to change to heaven.
Now
what
is it
right now? Because the fallen angels are in control. You have Prince Charles, who is Lucifer, who's the head of the International Freemasons. You have George Bush, the president who just stepped down, George W. Bush.
This is even more absurd than the claim that the Bilderbergers released the swamp.
So you've made another big claim here, and I can't let you go any farther without asking some questions. My understanding of Christianity is that Satan is an angel, a fallen angel, and therefore incapable of creation. Only God is capable of creation. That's why we call him the Creator. And therefore, Satan couldn't create a body in which to inhabit, like Prince Charles. who, I don't know. I mean, it's a hell of a step to say that.
No, you've got to look at what you've been taught, what you've been, and each, the Freemasons,
he's always
the
been
in the Protestant faith.
He didn't create
the Jesuit Order of the Vatican trains the Islamic and the Catholic churches. So
Pam, you need to slow down. If you want to understand how to communicate to people, it has. If you've got ideas you want to get out to people, you have to learn how to have a conversation with people and answer their questions when they have them for you. So I'm going to ask you a question, Pam. Pam.
They will be
Pam, you have enough time to talk, Pam.
Right
Pam,
now.
We're not going to hang up the phone on you.
Just answer some questions.
We need to get answers out of you. You said that Jesus is back and he's living in Australia. What's your proof?
He's got the videos on YouTube. And he's
the
got
videos on YouTube? What do I search for? Jesus in Australia?
No, he's got the Fibonacci numbers, the sacred gematria, the proofs of creation.
What the hell is that?
The pyramids, the
how do
pyramids.
I find Jesus, evidence of Jesus living in Australia?
I want to know
that's
how Satan created his own body.
We'll get to Prince Charles in a moment. Let's start with Jesus. Now, you're telling me I can find a video of Jesus on YouTube living in Australia.
That he has made.
What?
He's got books. He also has books at lulu.com.
Can you pause for just a moment after I ask you a question instead of talking over the last few words that I say so I can't understand what you're saying,
man? This is what's fairest people in the tribulation. This is the tribulation period right now.
Is the tribulation going to happen in the next 5 minutes? Do we have to rush this?
I've been tripping Alex Jones about him being here almost a year.
You're tripping on Alex Jones. I understand that. Now listen, Pam.
Yes.
How do I find the video about Jesus being in Australia? What
the
is it
videos.
Called? What?
On YouTube, his site is Michelle Nye. N like Nancy, Y like Yankee, E like Edward. Michelle Nye.
Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Michelle?
Right. And then
so did Jesus come back as a woman, or did he come back as a guy with a woman's name?
No, that's his wife, Mary Macon. That was her previous married name.
Jesus.
Michelle?
Australia.
Yeah.
Or now?
Do you ever recall having deja vu in your life?
Absolutely.
Like been in the same spot before, or a situation where you encounter someone that you either have an extreme contempt immediately for, or that
no
you
doubt about
extreme,
it. I've absolutely felt. I don't know about the rest of it, but I have felt deja vu.
That's because we're all reincarnated for perfection of soul. It was taken out of the Bible. The Bible has been added to and deleted from by the Freemasons, starting under the Vatican and the initial.
We have so many more questions for Pam. Hang on, we are going to bring you back. I want you to slow down.
She has a lot to say.
She's got
to
slow down because if it's going to keep going like this, it's not going to last very much longer.
Breakneck speed, there's no doubt.
So Pam, when we come back, Mark is going to try to focus on. We need you to focus, okay? Don't go all over the map about the Mishnu or the whatever the hell it was you were talking about. I don't. She's covered so much. I'm confused. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231, proving that we really do allow anyone to call about anything. We're going to get back to our caller here in just a moment. 1-800-259-9231, that is the, and we have a lot more that are waiting patiently. 800-259-9231, that number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. You can head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that for yourself. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now, that's only for those of you that believe in liberty and actually are looking for a solution. For the rest of you that believe that there is no hope and that the world is going to explode in a fiery battle between good and evil in mere moments, that's what apparently our current caller believes. I can't help you. Yeah. Well, let's get back to Pam. She's on the line from Wisconsin. And Pam, you had told us a few moments ago you were all over the map. You have a lot to say. That's why I brought you back, because I want to make sure you have enough chance to get out at least some of what it is you have to say here tonight. Obviously, we can't keep you on for a much longer period of time because we've got a lot of people that want to talk to us about a variety of things. But I did want to expound upon some of the things we talked about briefly. Now, we're going to get back to the Prince Charles thing. You said that he is apparently Satan
No. There's a Trinity of the fallen angels. He is Lucifer. He heads up the fallen angels.
Lucifer's not Satan. That's different.
They have their own Trinity.
Really?
Lucifer is Prince Charles. George H.W. Bush, the father, is Satan, and George W. Bush is the devil.
So how come two of them are related?
If you read the book, it's George Bush, the Antichrist, by R. Stephen Hansen. It used to be online, but the government's now precluded people from doing that. To getting to the site, but the book is available.
What about Jeb Bush?
Pardon?
What about Jeb?
Well, when you have the seeds of Satan, any one of their children are also part of it.
Hmm.
And if you know the history of Jeb Bush and the original 9/11 story and how the supposed Islamic terrorists are trained.
Now, how does Barack Obama factor in? Is he related to?
He actually, what you have to realize is that all the U.S. presidents are reincarnations. They have various reincarnations, and they're predominantly, obviously, they're all evil reincarnations. The presidents all have been Egyptian pharaohs.
How do you know that?
Barack Obama. I know that. I've done my research.
She's been watching YouTube.
But how do you find out? I mean, how do you research whether they were...
YouTube.com, Mark. Hello. All of the answers are there.
Now, we're going to let you finish, Pam. Tells you about the truth seekers. Well, I'm a truth seeker. Okay?
What's that?
That's someone who's able to determine truth.
Intuition
and deductive reasoning, and it's a gift from the Holy Spirit.
See, now, I think I have the same thing, Pam, and I'm of the opinion that Revelations doesn't even...
You and Alex also do.
That's right, Mark.
Right, I'm of the opinion that Revelations doesn't even belong in the Bible, and that the Apocalypse of Peter was the book that should have been in there. Now, why is it that...
No, because Paul, first of all...
How can truth seekers be wrong? How can they disagree?
The same for the Catholic Church.
One of you is an agent of Satan, that's why, Mark.
I don't even know George H.W. Bush.
If you read up on it, you know what, and if you don't...
You know, speaking of reading up on it...
We're going to let you,
hang on a second there, Pam, if that's even your real name. So you gave a YouTube channel during the last segment. It was Michelle Nye, that's Michelle N-Y-E, and I did dig it up, and I did pull up the channel. She's got a couple hundred videos, most of which seem to be text. Now, this is an unusual phenomenon in the world of YouTube. I mean, normally when you think about YouTube, you think it's going to be some video of something.
Right.
But this is somebody who's put together videos of essentially slides of text, just text after text after crazy text. I mean, the text is incomprehensibly nuts. How can you watch these videos, Pam, and derive any information from them? They're just crazy.
First of all, they're not nuts, and it also explains the Fibonacci numbers in the different numbers of the Bible within the passages, and all. You know, that's the Fibonacci numbers, and if you don't understand that, you need to learn something. And sacred gematria is the design of creation. That creation was a divine design by God, and there is only one God. That's Yahweh, Jesus Christ, and his reflection in heaven is Saint Michael the Archangel. Saint Michael the Archangel and the angels are going to incarnate on June 9th of this year to start going against the evil empire.
But what happens, we have a date.
What happens if you don't see them, Pam? I mean, what happens on June 9th?
They're going to incarnate. You're going to see them now. You're going to realize them. And they don't have
June 9th is it, baby. June 9th. Mark your calendars.
Heaven is spiritual, okay? But on Judgment Day, December 21st, 2012, according to the Mayan calendar, which Michael Tesserian knows quite a lot about, the angels delivered that message to Mayans and also the homeopathic remedies for the healing arts, okay? but at 11:11 Greater Mountain Time, December 21st, 2012, is Judgment Day.
So I'm going to stand in front of God at that time? I've been waiting for this time. I'll tell you,
I expect to stand there.
Pam, you're losing me again. Pam, do you want me to understand what you're trying to say? Because you just keep yammering on, and it's almost impossible to follow. Now, look, I understand I'm just a little peon. I haven't done all the hundreds of thousands of hours of research that you've done. Give me the dates. I've got my pen and paper right here, right now. You mentioned some dates. What are the dates? Let's get the predictions from Pam.
We have the false global warming. It's a lie. We know that. Okay,
dates.
You know that.
Looking for dates. Isn't that my question?
Dates.
You know what a date is?
And they're trying to get people to do Earth worship.
It's in a month, day, year format. Maybe if you're in Europe, it's in a day, month, year format. I think. Pam.
Yes.
What dates?
What are these dates? You said there was 11-11 in 2012?
It's in his Judgment Day video. 12 on that site, Michelle Nye YouTube. I don't have
time to watch Michelle Nye's 200 videos of her paging through a slideshow. I know you do.
No, it's not a slideshow. It's got pictures there.
I'm watching this. It's a slideshow.
For God's sakes, tell us. I know that God's on Mountain Time. What are the times and dates?
Now, is that Mountain Standard?
You look at the video. It's 10 minutes long, 12. No. It also has a full interpretation of the lost books of Nostradamus. look at the video on Star Trek.
I thought you had the answers. I thought you called tonight to give us the answers, and
yes,
you're obfuscating.
Jesus Christ, Yahweh is in the world right now, and you need to wake up. Otherwise,
he's in Australia, right?
The information. What's happening?
What city in Australia is he in?
He's in Victoria. I've got his address on my site at Peace Now White Dove at MySpace. And
what is your site? Peace what?
Peace Now White Dove.
His address, Peace Now White Dove at MySpace.com.
Peace Now White Dove
at MySpace.
You have Jesus' address. We're going to look into this.
His phone number and my phone number is there also.
Your phone number's there?
Yes.
You want to give that out?
No. Not on this show.
Pam, hold on.
And let me explain one
focus.
Thing. He's curing people in
focus,
the beginning
like
of
the
cancer, AIDS,
focus,
malaria,
Pam.
All the diseases.
Pam, I need you to focus, okay, because we're running out of time. You understand that, right? I mean, I know you understand that.
You're running out of time. If you don't find him and realize the truth about what's going on,
Pam,
he knows all the answers. Okay.
I'm not going to try anymore, okay, Pam? I'm going to ask you one more. You're not going to have time to explain anything, Pam. I'm going to ask you one more time. What are the dates you mentioned? You said there was a date this year on June 9th. What's that?
That's when St. Michael the Archangel and the angels from the spiritual realm of heaven incarnate, and they start going against the evil empire.
Now, what is that going to be? Will we know that happens when it happens?
Okay, let me explain something. I sent a truth card that could be made up of the posters and handouts to Alex Jones.
No, explaining.
I don't live with Alex Jones.
Just tell me, Pam, will people know something has happened on June 9th?
Okay, let me. First of all,
is it coincidental that's my mom's birthday?
Your pineal gland is where your Holy Spirit is in your body.
All right.
Your soul's in your blood.
Goodbye, Pam. Goodbye. You can't answer my question.
Holy crap, I couldn't find out what gland Jesus was in.
I'm trying to find. I just wanted to know
when the Holy Spirit inhabits one of my glands, and I'm not sure which one it is.
I'm sure somebody can go back through that interview and try to extract the dates. She said the world was going to end in 2012. That's a pretty common
thing. I think she was saying it's the solstice, 12/21. 2012.
11 o'clock at 11:11
Mountain time.
A.M. I didn't get if it was A.M. or P.M. But anyway, so June 9th, the world will begin to end, according to Pam. So mark your calendars. More coming up. You bring up whatever you want. Seriously, it's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
I'm Don Germano with Kmart. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Kmart. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies, and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm John Hewitt, CEO of Liberty Tax Service and proud sponsor of March of Dimes' premier walking event, March for Babies. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes' research and programs. And with our support, we can do even more for families all over America. Our goal is to ensure all babies will be born healthy. But we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you to bring up anything, even if you're crazy. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live in the remaining days before the clash of the evil and the good, or whatever it is.
Right.
That was
well, the archangel
of the world.
Michael and stuff. I have a verse for you.
Before George Bush
turns
into Satan.
Nice short Bible verse for all the people out there.
Wait. You got to so contribute all of your remaining funds to amp.freetalklive.com, and
yeah,
we'll
quickly.
Take good care of them.
Yes,
for
we
you.
Will. We're going to stop the bad guys. Luke 21:8. He replied, "Watch out that you're not deceived. You could be deceived, that means. For many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and the time is near."
Reading a Bible verse.
Do not follow them.
But you pointed out the Bilderbergers could have changed that text.
Yeah,
right?
You never know. I mean, I don't know if they came around in 1611 or 1614 when King James Version was done. I mean, maybe.
Now, maybe you're just tuning in and you have no idea what we're talking about. We just got off the phone with Pam in Wisconsin, allegedly. And she rambled on about a whole bunch of nonsense, talking about how the world is going to end, and June 9th apparently is when it's all going. The end will begin, apparently, on June 9th, and it'll all come to an apex at zenith at the, what is it, the 11th?
No, it's the 21st.
The 21st of
December 2012.
So it's winter solstice, yep. 2012, 11:11 in the morning, Mountain Standard Time.
That's,
I think.
Herver. I haven't heard that part.
We didn't determine
version.
If it was Mountain yep. Standard or Daylight Savings. We weren't sure.
I thought
sure.
It was nighttime.
It might have been nighttime. Anyway, so she gave us a YouTube channel, and she said that all the answers are there, that Jesus is back, that he's in Australia, and you can get his address on her website, which she also gave out. But I've been just looking through the YouTube channel.
I mean,
here.
If we've only got 3 years left, I'm going to start cultivating a nice, healthy heroin habit. I mean, why not?
Now, she's got over 200 videos. Now, I don't think this is her channel. I think it's somebody else's channel, but this is the one she was plugging. So we're going to go with this, right? Because she's obviously spent a lot of time. She believes that the answers are here on this YouTube channel. It's Michelle Nye, NYE. And so she believes there are a lot of answers here. So I figured, well, let's dig around here. Let's see what we can see. We are going to get back to your calls, but I want to give you some idea in case you don't have the time to go and look into this yourself. And please, I hope you've got better things to do. We're the professionals here. So if you don't have time, let's give you an idea, a taste, if you will, of what some of these videos are like. Now, most of them are just slideshows. You've never seen a video slideshow before. That's exactly what this is. She has made her own slideshows, and in this one, it's called, it's one of the most popular ones. I organized by popularity to see how many views. You know, some of them only have a few hundred views each. This one has 36,000 views.
So that's a lot of darn views.
I want to start by reading to you the description of the YouTube video. Normally, when you title a video and you describe a video, you're trying to draw someone into watching the video, right? So you want it to be an understandable description, an understandable title. So she loses you at the title. Armageddon Magnetic Motor Over Unity.
Armageddon Magnetic Over what?
Now, Armageddon and Magnetic are capitalized. Motor Over Unity is not capitalized. Five words. Armageddon Magnetic Motor Over Unity. Description of the video. P.S. Dubai. All of the Michelle Nye YouTube videos have been stopped from being viewed by the general public in Dubai. The truth of Muhammad is being banned. And then we go into the details. The video starts with a still of a pyramid. And then it goes into a little bit of history, allegedly, about how June 17th, 2 BC, the star of Bethlehem was in alignment behind Jupiter, 88,000 miles, blah, 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 so on and so forth. Then, let's see. Ooh, there's just so much here. It's hard to pick what to read about. She then ends up making some sort of... Wow, I can't even read most of this. Maybe I picked the wrong video here. She talks about how it is that she had a trial, apparently, for check fraud. And
Jesus is writing bad checks?
I guess. In the trial for check fraud, and this may not be in this video here because I can't actually find the place where I was before, and I apologize for that. I'll try to pull it up here in a moment. But in her trial for check fraud, there was a number that was brought up, and apparently that number conflated to a certain angle which points to the sword of Jesus out in the ocean outside the side of Australia somewhere. I mean, this is so off-the-wall crazy, I can't even begin to describe it to you. So I'm not going to bother. But I'll try to find it again and actually try to read this to you here in a moment, so I apologize for blowing this one. We continue with your calls. Sean is in Minnesota, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sean.
Hey, good evening there, guys. I'm calling to respond to the guy who called last hour talking about Bilderberg, and I understand you guys are skeptical, but don't rule this stuff out. I have an article here off of Infowars.net, and I'll just read you the first paragraph. The article is titled Obama's Plan to Geoengineer the Planet.
To what engineer the planet?
Geoengineer the planet. Yeah, and this is off of Alex Jones's website, Infowars, and he's very reliable. Now, the first paragraph says the Obama administration's announcement that it is to consider radical planetary geoengineering, such as shooting pollution particles into the upper atmosphere of the planet to reflect the sun's rays, exactly mirrors recent publications penned by the elite Council on Foreign Relations. So this stuff is going on. I would urge folks to look up the term in any encyclopedia. Look up the term false flag operation. If government,
so are you suggesting that Barack Obama and his administration is going to shoot something in the atmosphere to reflect the sun's rays, kind of like in the Matrix where they scorch the skies?
We don't know who started the war, but we know we scorched the sky.
Is that what you're suggesting, sir?
Yeah, the effect that this is going to have, if Obama's able to get, I'm not saying that these people are going to get away with any of this stuff that they're trying to pull. That depends on humanity, and I do still have a little bit of faith in humanity, maybe more than I should. But if Obama's able to pull this off, and folks, we have to understand, Obama, Prime Minister Brown of Britain, these people are all front men. On their own, they're nothing. But if they're able to pull this off, the effect that this is going to have is reducing the carbon level in the atmosphere.
Well, I have heard this idea proposed as public policy. There are think tanks that have proposed that we could put particles in the air that would either reflect sunlight or would increase cloud cover, and you could counteract global warming. So I think there is a possibility that some special interests and people who fancy themselves intellectuals are looking at, they believe it, whether they, most likely they believe in climate change, man-made climate change, and they think, man screwed up the planet, so we should try to fix it by spraying stuff into the air.
Crazy.
And I have heard the idea proposed. I mean, there is science there. There is the idea that we could cool down the planet by spraying stuff into the upper atmosphere to either increase cloud cover or reflect sunlight. But do I know whether that's actually happening? No, I don't.
Thanks, Sean, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. It sounds like a crazy idea to me. And it doesn't surprise me that
I mean, it's been proposed. I'm not saying that it's actually being implemented. It's being done. But, you can influence cloud formation and things like that. There are ways to seed clouds. So, there's a lot of bad science out there. And the global warming hysteria is leading to people proposing some policies that sound almost as ludicrous. Like cap and trade is just, it is absurd when you actually look at what it will actually do to the global economy, to the way people live. So I wouldn't put it past people, but I don't think it's necessarily part of a globalist plot. I think it might just be these people are incorrect about climate change and they believe in it so firmly that they're going to try anything. So it's possible.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. All right, just to give you an idea, I found a frame in this video here that I think is worth sharing to give you an idea of just how bat-ass crazy this YouTube channel is that we were talking about earlier, the Michelle Nye channel. And we were discussing during the break how it is somebody could be so crazy and actually manage to feed and house and clothe themselves, pick up a phone and dial into a talk radio show. At 22.28 years is the date I married, April 23rd, 1966, Mount Townsend at 2209, translates to 22.09 years, and is Jerusalem time 23:36 Julian date 2439169.4. The 169.4 is in bold. February 12th, 1966, my father's birthday, and we have 1694 once again. Ha! That proves it all. Now that's just one frame from it's half of a frame from a 10-minute long video on this person's YouTube channel, and that's one video out of hundreds of videos just like this, frame after frame after frame of rambling
insanity,
religious
dementia
nonsense,
right? Self-involved religious nonsense.
Hour three's coming up.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.